The security forces will be rolling out several new crime-fighting strategies for the festive season. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the measures include the deployment of Jamaica Defence Force personnel and specialized vehicles. He was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne. We now bring you excerpts of this interview.
There are some immediate things, Minister, that need to be done. There is an immediate curtailment of this surge in crime. What new will be done to deal with this issue?
Well, there are a combination of things by both the ministry and its agencies. So almost immediately, the security forces, the police taking the lead but supported by the JDF, are going to initiate what they call surge operations. That is, they're going to increase the presence of the security forces on the street 24 hours right across the island.
We're going to be seeing more police and soldiers on the road.
More police and soldiers. The infantry of the JDF is going to be deployed in support of the police, particularly in parishes like St. James, Westmoreland, Hanover, Clarendon, as well as the usual St. Catherine and the corporate area. Mm-hmm. We are going to see, for the first time deployed operationally, the new squadron of protected mobility vehicles, what used to be referred to as armored personnel carriers. Uh-huh. And these will be especially useful in areas where you have heavily armed gangs, also in the rural terrain, sometimes the informal communities around Montego Bay or in some of the other rural areas where the normal patrol cars, etc., might find it difficult to operate. So you should see this presence starting now,
right now,
and ramping up as you go towards Christmas. It will become even more amplified.
This is new, protected mobility vehicles.
This is deployed. You will recall the last time, I think it was in the 70s, mm-hmm. that you had a significant investment,
yes.
in what was then the V-150s, the armored personnel vehicles. And since that time, there has been no reinvestment in that capability. And over the last couple of years, we have put a substantial capital budget to acquire this capability. And you are now going to see the deployment of the first set of vehicles this week.
Isn't it the fact that because the government is under this IMF program and this program of austerity, that the security sector has been starved of investments? That one of the reasons for the increase in crime is that we have not been putting the kinds of investments in security that we ought to. What's your response to that?
Well, first of all, let me say that I don't think any ministry of government is getting the type of budget that it would like to get. We could always use more. But I can say that I think we have, given the austerity program, given the constraints, we have nonetheless been able to invest a tremendous amount in mobility, mm-hmm. in equipment, in modernizing our telecommunications, etc. Just to give you an example in terms of just vehicles,
yes.
for the police, we've spent well over $1 billion on that over the last 4 years. We've probably spent closer to $1.5 billion
just for the
police. Oh. We've spent hundreds of millions upgrading the telecommunications infrastructure, radios, vehicle tracking system, computer-aided dispatch. We've spent, again, a couple of $100 million upgrading the software to aid our investigators in terms of the automated palm and fingerprint identification system, in terms of giving them mobile fingerprint scanners, so that when they are on the road conducting operations, if they arrest somebody who they suspect is wanted for other crimes or they were on bail and they jumped bail, etc., they can make a positive identification of that person on the road or in a rural police station, rather than having to bring them back to the center to establish their identity.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.